When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
在登录了 Elsa Speak 之后呢，它其实有一个简单的一个调研，就是询问你对什么感兴趣，你是做什么的，你在什么领域啊，如何如何。那么之后呢，它根据我的回答呢，就生成了这样的一个课程啊，我觉得非常有意思，就是跟我的专业是一致的，跟我设计师的专业一致的。Creating user-friendly website， 创建用户友好的网站。Learn how to create user-friendly websites and use adverbs effectively.Aim to communicate clearly and improve your design presentations. 啊，学习如何能够更好的表达、交流和提升你的设计展示。那我觉得特别好。如果你是程序员，你说的可能是另外的，他给你的这个课程可能是另外的。然后现在从第一课开始 ，discussing design principles for user-friendly websites. Okay, let's get started. Have to start. 有点激动哦 ，connecting.Starting.
Hi there, ready to take your English to the next level.
Okay, I will need to tap here. Yes, of course, I'm excited to get it going.
In this lesson, we will discuss creating user-friendly websites while focusing on the use of adverbs to enhance your conversation. As we engage in this discussion, feel free to express your thoughts and ask questions just like you would with a friend. Do you have any questions about using adverbs before we start?
Could you define adverbs?I'm needing some descriptions to get started.
Absolutely. Adverbs are words that modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs, often providing information about how, when, where, or to what extent something happens. For example, in the sentence, the website loads quickly, the adverb quickly modifies the verb loads, telling us how the website loads. Do you have more questions about adverbs or how they relate to our topic of user-friendly websites?
No.I don't have any question at all. Thanks. Let's continue.
Great. When designing user-friendly websites, it's essential to ensure that the navigation is clear. How do you think a website can effectively guide users to find information quickly?
I think a website should get a very clear layout with the basic structure shows that what is the system level actions and what is the content area and what are theactions that allow customer to customize. So maybe just let them know where to start their first action. 不知道这种说法对不对？
That's a thoughtful approach. A clear layout indeed helps users navigate easily. How do you think using adverbs can enhance the instructions or prompts on a website?
Oh, that's a good question. I actually thought verbs are more important on the instructions.On a website, but speaking of adverbs, I think it just shows people how long or how easy it might take for them to take actions. Yeah, I don't know. 还挺难的啊，这个问题在 reconnecting 啊，再重新连接，应该是表现。
You should say how long or how easy it might take for them to take actions instead of how long or how easy it might take for them to take actions. Exactly.
Yeah.
Adverbs can clarify for the ease or speed of actions, making instructions more user-friendly. For instance, saying, you can easily find the settings is more encouraging than just saying, you can find the settings.
Mm.
What other design principles do you think are crucial for creating user-friendly websites?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I think for creating a user-friendly website is to really understand what they want to do, what's the user need, and how to show the information clearly to them and make sure that the visual hierarchy is clear. So far, that's all the things I'm thinking.
Those are excellent points. Understanding user needs and ensuring a clear visual hierarchy are fundamental to effective design.
Yeah, could you give me some examples, or like, are there anything else that you want to add?
Certainly. Another important principle is to ensure that the website is responsive, meaning it should work well on various devices such as smartphones and tablets.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a really good point. Cool.
I'm glad you think so. A responsive design significantly improves user experience by allowing easy access regardless of the device.
怎么变成感觉是我在主导这个话，我还希望是他在主导。Anyway, 好的。
Okay, speaking of the topic of website design, are there anything else that we want to discuss, or we just call it a day?
You probably meant to say, is there anything else that we want to discuss? Instead of, are there anything else that we want to discuss?
Is there?
That's a good...
他在纠正我。
We could discuss accessibility features, which ensure that websites are usable for people with disabilities. Would you like to explore that topic?
Yeah, I probably call it for a day now.
Roleplay completed. Well done. We are computing your feedback.
还不错啊，他在这个反馈的时候其实很灵活，那么会根据我的话题不断的调整和提升或者说跟进这个话题，甚至在后面变成一开始是他在提问，我在回答，后面呢变成我在提问，他在主导，因为我设置的这个我的语言流畅度是比较熟练的这个 influent 这个级别。那么如果是你设置自己的语言是一个初级的状态，它应该是一个会更多去引导你啊。现在我们看到他给了一个 assessment summary， 他给了我一个 full report， 他说我的整体的这个语言能力还行然后呢 pronunciation 现在呢我处于这个中级，就是大概是 B2 的这种程度，然后呢还是会用到一些语气词然后呢他说我的 grammar 呢会有一些这个需要调整的地方，比如说 I'm needing some descriptions， 应该是 I need some descriptions， 这个就是我在说的时候会不自觉的用一些这个不太正确的说法。然后我的这个词汇 great job， 词汇的话他说我使用了一些这个比较高级的词汇比如说像 hierarchy layout 这些，但是呢还有一些这个地方他也说到了considering using some descriptions instead needing OK 好，然后有提到这个 relevant 就是能不能把这些元素 连接在一起，还有 register， 我不知道这个 register 啥意思politeness 就是礼貌，还有这个 confidence 也没有这因为我的对话还没有那么长，所以呢会有一些这个不完善的地方，但整体来看呢他给我的评价是这个整个我的词汇水平呢是属于这个中级，语法呢属于中级 ，pronunciation 发音呢也属于中级。然后呢后面有个 lesson summary， 来看一下它的 lesson summary 给的是什么
？conversation lesson completed， 然后得了十分然后呢它在整理然后呢之后呢进入到下一节，就这样，它就可以带着你一步一步的往下走，把这些对话呢做完其实可以很灵活，比如说你是程序员。可以用这种 stand up meeting 的形式和对方来进行 role play， 如果你是运营人员的话可以结合比如说一些 marketing 的策略和他进行讨论，所以还挺有意思的这个时候如果再点另外的这个一个 unit 呢又会进入到新的一门课程。好的，这就是然后如果我点击这个原来的课程呢
Hello, how are things?
那我就点击退出，这就是 Elsa Speak 的其中一个功能，它还有很多比如说不同的其他的课程考试的呀什么的都有，但这个功能我觉得如果你想要提升自己真实的英语能力，然后能做到张开嘴巴说英语的话非常好坚持训练一两个月以后你就会见到非常明显的效果了。
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper.Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display.Gentle reading light and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.